WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Officials in Utah providing an update on the investigation into the killing of Charlie Kirk. FBI Special Agent in Charge, Robert Bowles.
We have recovered what we believe is the weapon that was used in yesterday's shooting. It is a high-powered bolt-action rifle.
Kirk, the conservative political activist, was shot and killed yesterday at Utah Valley University while holding an event for his organization, Turning Point USA. That gunman, thought to be positioned on a rooftop more than 100 yards away, is still on the run. The U.S. is now dealing with its highest inflation numbers since January. New data out this morning from the Bureau of Labor Statistics finds inflation is now 2.9% higher than this time last year, driven primarily by housing costs. And in New York City today,
Brian G. Ahern.
Jeremiah Joseph Ahern.
Mourners are remembering the September 11th attacks by reading out the names of the people who died that day. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Republicans are working on education bills that would encourage school districts to consolidate, establish statewide standards on student discipline, and overhaul math instruction. These bills aren't even drafted yet, so there weren't a ton of details available at a press conference this week. But Republicans in the Assembly focused heavily on districts with declining enrollment and declining funding. One of their big solutions is to encourage more districts to combine. There are more than 400 of them across Wisconsin, and record numbers of them are going to referendum, asking residents to increase their own taxes just to keep the district afloat. Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie.
Consolidation has long-term positive effects on both students and taxpayers. So we need to stop the cycle of never-ending referendums. Now, Democrats might argue that the solution is simply to throw more money at the problem, but it does not solve the issue that there are just less kids being born today than there were 20 years ago.
School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem. It's the formula itself and a lack of funding from lawmakers. State school aid has not kept up with inflation for more than a decade. Republicans' plans also include revamping the math curriculum and what they're calling a teacher's bill of rights, which they say would standardize discipline for students. They also want Wisconsin to opt in to a federal school choice program passed as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill earlier this year. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer criticized Republicans' plans, saying, quote, Republicans' K-12 education plans won't address the challenges facing working families or give our kids the opportunities they deserve. We shouldn't be talking about consolidating districts. We should be investing in our local schools, end quote. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers play the Washington Commanders tonight. Green Bay 3-point favorites to win. Jordan Love asks if he likes playing in night games.
I like playing in whatever game. You know, no matter what game it is, I'm ready. We don't get to pick and choose which games are prime time, things like that. But, man, every game is an opportunity to go out there and win the game. So it doesn't matter when it is, what time, where we're playing at. You know, I'm ready for each game.
Baseball, the Brewers headed home. They open a series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the St. Louis Cardinals after being swept by the Rangers. Final score yesterday, 6-3. Pat Murphy.
Still proud of our guys. I love our guys. It's not lack of effort, guys. It's not letting down. It's maybe the opposite. They're exhausted. We're beat up. We're injured. And things did not go our way this week. You guys saw it. You know, that has to happen sometimes in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. A warming trend as we wrap up the work week. Plenty of sunshine expected for today with high temps in the upper 70s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 54. Even warmer on Friday with mostly sunny skies with a high of 83. 86 on Saturday. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Friday morning, Rocker will be back in the studio with a Maxine preview. Also, it's our 500th episode, John.
And we're going to have a special guest that no one is going to tell me who it is.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
The Isthmus. It's not a lisp. It's where we live. WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
We do have some breaking news, and unfortunately I do have to read this. It is from President Trump, who just posted, "The great and even legendary Charlie Kirk is dead. No one understood or had the heart of the youth in the United States of America better than Charlie. He was loved and admired by all, especially me, and now he is no longer with us. Melania and my sympathies go out to his beautiful wife, Erica, and family. Charlie, we love you."
Okay, another sad day in America. Chris, as we said, want to, and we can't say it enough this morning, we unequivocally condemn this violence.
Right. Whoever did it.
But
we don't know.
Right. And we just said that, you know, Trump immediately, as he always does, poured gasoline on the fire without it. We don't have a suspect. The suspect is still at large. We don't have a motive. We don't. So we don't know anything more. And of course, he's already blaming the left, and people on the right are calling for retribution and revenge. And and here, just to compare and contrast, President Obama denounced the shooting immediately, this despicable act, said he and Michelle will be praying for Kirk's wife, Erica, and their two young children. He said, "We don't know yet what motivated the person who shot and killed Charlie Kirk, but this kind of despicable violence has no place in our country." As we were saying, two Democratic governors, Shapiro and Jared Polis, ordered the flags lowered to half mast, which, you know, I'm sorry, Chris, you have to point out, no Republican has ever done that.
Right.
When all the Democrats were assassinated in Minnesota or any other time. And I have to give the Utah governor, the Republican governor, at least props, because at least he did something that Trump didn't.
Yeah.
He said, "Our nation is broken. We had political assassinations recently in Minnesota." At least Trump conveniently left out every act of right-wing violence.
Yeah.
He said, "We had an attempted assassination on the governor of Pennsylvania." He mentioned that as
Josh
well.
Shapiro.
"And we had an attempted assassination on a presidential former president of the United States, now current president." Again, can't be said enough, this was a Trump-voting Republican in Butler, Pennsylvania. So, you know, for those trying to politicize this. All right, so we have a lot to get to. Let's bring in forget the jingle.
Yeah.
Feels not like a jingly day. Dr. Irwin Redlener, Dr. Doom. You know, here we are again. I'm wearing orange because this was the 46th school shooting yesterday that happened within an hour of Charlie Kirk's shooting. This was in Denver yesterday. And we've just had Bobby Kennedy come out with a report on children's health, and guns being the number one killer, of course, of children is not mentioned at all.
Not at all. And you know, this is a really, really rough time. I would like to say turning point for the country, and not in a good way. Chris asked me earlier if this felt like it felt after the assassinations of Martin Luther King and Jack Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy. And I, you know, those events to me, having experienced them as a kind of an adult, were like, they were tragic and they were very, very profoundly sad, Steph. You know, it's like the loss that the country and the world experienced from those assassinations was very painful. But really what this event yesterday feels more like were the shootings on the Kent State campus of students protesting, unarmed students protesting, four of whom were murdered or shot to death by National Guard troops. And at that moment, many of us felt the country's not going to survive this. The democracy felt like it was in an immediate state of collapse. It's really what it felt like to me, and I actually wrote about it then. And that's what yesterday felt like. You know, believe me, there was not anything that Charlie Kirk said that I agree with politically. But, and I tweeted about this, you know, if we're going to resort to violence and guns and murder and militia and occupying cities with federal troops to solve political differences or religious differences or any other differences, then this is the road to hell for the United States. We're on a trajectory that doesn't feel at all good. I mean, listen, we've had a lot of political turmoil since January, but this feels like a turning point, and I really hope I'm wrong, Steph. It's not good.
Well, nothing unfortunately, about this is good. We have a president that's all he knows how to do is pour gasoline on any fire, throw salt in any wound, and, you know, he has already politicized this without knowing. We don't have a suspect, a motivation, nothing. I mean, you know, it strikes me that the assassinations you talked about in the 60s, I mean, the nation just wasn't like this. I do put a lot of this at the feet of Donald Trump and his divisive rhetoric. And I could go down, it'd take me 2 seconds to Google, right, all of the divisive, horrible things he said about political opponents. And, you know, we sit here on the anniversary of 9/11. Imagine how Trump would have politicized that had this happened.
Oh, my God. I know. It's hard to imagine.
Yeah.
And it's become, you know, it was just Trump. It no longer is just Trump.
Yeah.
It is an army of sycophants who feel that violence and extremism is the way we're going to save what they describe as a Christian national government, and that has to be protected from outsiders and people that come from different perspectives. And this is not good. And I think we're going to have to come to grips with that in some kind of way. And I think maybe this is a moment where some of the most powerful people who are blindly supportive of Trump may reconsider now. And I'm talking about formerly respectable members of the other party of Republicans who will maybe now say, wait a minute, this is going too far. We've got to put a stop to this.
Yeah.
And the fact that, by the way, you mentioned the Utah governor, I was actually very impressed with his rhetoric.
Yes.
And when he just even mentioned Governor Shapiro, a Democrat of Pennsylvania, there was something inspiring about it. I must say that it was good to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thank you. I have to say, as you said, I'm sure I wouldn't agree with one thing Charlie Kirk ever said. But, you know, it makes me, I don't know what the word is, just profoundly sad that all his defense of the Second Amendment, that he died by being shot to death, which is what,
while,
you know,
he was talking about
trans shooters,
right,
and demonizing,
right,
people. And it's just, you know, Doc, this is what you and I have talked about all the time. Like, I don't want anybody to be able to get a gun to you know, solve whatever their,
you know,
problem is. He was saying gun death. During this organizational event, he said gun deaths in exchange for preservation of the Second Amendment rights is part of America's reality. So this was the shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, that school shooting. He said, you'll never live in a society when you have an armed citizenry and you won't have a single gun death. Well, no kidding. But he said, that's nonsense. It's drivel, but I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it to have the cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so we can have the Second Amendment protect our other God-given rights. That's the prudent deal. It's rational. He said having an armed citizenry comes with a price, and that's part of liberty. Other solutions he mentioned include armed guards at school buildings, as well as having more fathers in the home. He compared gun deaths to fatalities resulting from automobile accidents. He said having armed citizenry comes with a price, and that's part of liberty. So we need to be very clear that you're not going to get gun deaths to zero. It won't happen. You could reduce them, you know. And again, here we go through the same. You know, he's like, oh, it's no fathers in the home. That's the,
you know,
it's
look,
never the guns, and the fact that he died by a gun makes me...
And you know, the irony is profound. He was actually literally talking about it, and he gets killed by a long rifle, most likely an assault rifle, by a trained assassin kind of guy. And look, this is something, ironic as it is still tragic.
Yeah.
That whoever shot him felt that the solution to whatever their grievance was to kill somebody else. And that is never, ever going to be a good thing. And I think, look, you know, he I'm not saying he paid a price, because that's not good enough. He represented a point of view that has been not great for America, which is that it's okay for the United States of America to have way more guns than people.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of an insane situation. But in any case,
so
we have to keep saying, not okay under any circumstances.
Yep. Yeah. And by the way, you've done such great work for kids here, for kids in Ukraine. And I have to talk about this. You know, Russian drone attack in Poland, which, of course, Kamala Harris warned about. This is getting to be where I agree in the same week with Rand Paul, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and John Bolton.
Uh-huh.
But he said Putin has acted like he has a free hand since the Alaska summit. He's ignored any further conversation on ceasefire. The Russian military is expanding its operations. He's received the political support of his friends, President Xi, Modi, and Kim Jong-un. I mean... And here we are. We were saying him politicizing the death of this poor Ukrainian, this blonde, you know, white woman who, you know, was killed by a person of color. So he's using that. He's politicizing that. Meanwhile, Putin's killing how many, you know, millions of Ukrainian citizens. Right?
And by the way, it's getting worse for the children in Ukraine. I will tell you that I just looked at a report this morning saying that between March and through the end of May of this year, there was a threefold increase in children killed or injured by the Russian attacks, which are increasingly against civilian targets, apartment buildings, hospitals, schools, etc. There have been more attacks by Russia on schools and healthcare facilities than in any other war in recent history. So we're dealing with an ongoing crisis. We can't even focus on the stuff like that matters, because we're off into this crazy land that American politics has become.
Yeah.
It's really pathetic.
So let's talk about the Bobby Kennedy's report. You said the Maha report makes a few good points about nutrition and food additives, but conclusions and concrete steps going forward are weak or without evidence. Plus, RSK's crazy war on science makes him profoundly untrustworthy on everything, including this report on what's really causing chronic disease, not to mention, like I say, no mention of guns, the number one killer of children in America. So let's talk the vaccine stuff for a minute. You said parents are getting really confused and losing confidence in these life-saving vaccines. This is a tragedy wrought entirely by Secretary Kennedy. I know Chris and I are both at Kaiser. We can't get the COVID shot yet. There's still, I don't know what, you know, waiting for guidance from, God forbid, HHS, CDC, whatever. So it depends on where you live, right? Whether you can get a COVID shot.
Which is ridiculous that your geography should determine your immunity. Why? Right. How could that possibly be? You know, because of my advancing age, Karen and I did get our COVID booster shots yesterday, which I'm very glad about. But I know a lot of people with risk factors that are in limbo, even in New York, not knowing whether they're going to be able to get a shot or not. And it's nonsense to say it's available, anybody could get it. You can't get it. Insurance won't cover it.
Yeah, Bella's out with COVID.
Right.
I mean, I was supposed to do an event with another famous comedian
Friday who's out
with COVID.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to tell me there's a COVID surge. Let's look at the good news. J.B. Pritzker is stocking up on COVID shots in Illinois. Kathy Hochul signed an executive order protecting vaccine access in New York. Maura Healey is requiring insurers to cover vaccine costs recommended by the Massachusetts Health Department. Democratic governors are building a counteroffense against RFK Jr. That's at least a sliver of good news, right?
It is good news, but is that what it's going to come down to, depending on your state?
Yeah.
Whether you get access to health care, whether you get access to vaccines, whether we have strict gun laws or no gun laws. I mean, this has become a hodgepodge nation as opposed to a country that has certain unifying principles of how we want to be as a country. This is ridiculous.
I know. We in California have had to, you know, band together with, who is it, Washington State, Hawaii now?
Yep. And Oregon.
And Oregon, you know, to form our own.
I know. What are you doing? Are you leaving us, Stephanie?
No, no. It's not you. It's me.
Yes. We're just making sure our residents are covered.
Yeah, this is what they have to do. I mean, one last good news. Can I just say, Melinda Gates announces a $100 million investment in women's health research.
Yep.
She has announced a new partnership that will commit $100 million. I mean, thank God, you know, some people are trying to step into the fray, you know, where our medical research and all that is being gutted, right?
Yeah, and Melinda Gates has been very, very generous and really a hero to the U.S. on many, many fronts having to do with public health and research. But you think about it, $100 million, a phenomenal sum. It's a fraction of just what Harvard is losing in terms of its research money from the United States government. So it's like whatever private citizens and organizations can do, it cannot match what the government of the United States is taking away. It's just like, it's a sad but true fact of, it's just a reality. This is the way it is.
Yep.
And we have to do something about this in a fundamental way.
Yep.
We are out of time. I mean, and I mean that, for America in general.
Again?
We're just out of time.
All
right. We love you, Dr. Doom. See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the Credo Mobile. Because, boy, today more than ever, right, the state of the world makes you depressed, overwhelmed. There are ways you can make a difference, make the world a little bit better. One small, easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo is the nation's only progressive phone company. How about that there?
Yeah.
They have, speaking of trying to do it, you know, sisters doing it for themselves, like Melinda Gates. Just saying, they are giving money to all those progressive nonprofits that need our help more than ever right now and that are out there fighting the good fight. When you get join Credo, you get all you want from a phone company, fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, your current number, and bam, Stephanie Miller listeners, you even get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
Could be worse. How? Could be raining.
It's the Stephanie.
What's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. ... JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ... We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG, you are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Salagadoola, metricaboola, bippity-boppity.
You must be your fairy godmother. Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh, that does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. So great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons.
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. So I agree with Dr. Doom that I got to give, I feel like these days you got to give any Republican credit.
Yes.
That at least he mentioned the Democrats that have been the target of political violence, unlike Trump, who just conveniently left all of that out, including the fact that, his quote unquote, whatever that you want to call it, assassination attempt, was a Trump voting Republican MAGA guy in Butler, Pennsylvania. But this is Governor Spencer Cox.
Our nation is broken. We've had political assassinations recently in Minnesota. We had an attempted assassination on the governor of Pennsylvania. And we had an attempted assassination on a presidential candidate and former president of the United States, and now current president of the United States. Nothing I say can unite us as a country. Nothing I can say right now can fix what is broken.
He went on to say,
we desperately need our country. We desperately need leaders in our country. But more than the leaders, we just need every single person in this country to think about where we are and where we want to be. To ask ourselves, is this it? Is this what 250 years has wrought on us? I pray that that's not the case.
Can I just make another point that they tend to celebrate violent people on their side, whether it's Kyle Rittenhouse
Absolutely.
Or Ashley Babbitt, Senator Gallego,
of Arizona just tweeted, Republicans just blocked my resolution to stop Ashley Babbitt from getting military honors. Babbitt didn't die defending this country. She died trying to burn it down.
Yep.
Draping her in the same flag real heroes come home under is a grotesque insult to every veteran who kept their oath. She was a violent terrorist. She was a violent insurrectionist. But this is what they celebrate. So please don't tell me both sides are the same. Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour, Democratic strategist and general awesomeness, Mike Nellis, coming up next.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Did the dog catch the car? We have election denier legal trouble involving voting dogs, former election officials claiming they're political prisoners, and 2020 fake electors who claim they didn't know what they were doing was wrong. A Costa Mesa, California woman trying to demonstrate mail-in voter fraud was arraigned September 9th for fraudulently registering her dog Maya to vote, then casting a mail ballot in two elections in 2022. Laura Lee Urich self-reported her scheme in 2024 and posted a picture of Maya with an I voted sticker. She faces up to 6 years in prison. Bridge, Michigan reports that a circuit court judge dismissed felony charges against Michigan's 15 GOP fake electors September 2nd. The judge ruled the state failed to prove the electors knew that signing and sending the alternative slate of electors to the U.S. Senate was illegal. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has not ruled out an appeal. Colorado Newsline reports that Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, convicted by a jury of four felonies relating to the tampering of her county's election machines, filed a federal habeas corpus claim asking to be released on bond pending appeal. Her attorney calls Peters a political prisoner. The state argues the federal government doesn't have jurisdiction and the case should be dismissed. We have links to the local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
And the Ad Council.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. This is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious. Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons. But the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons!
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me!
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Should have just played catch.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
first note that we are all horrified watching images and following the news out of Utah, and we are sending all of our thoughts to Mr. Kirk, to his family, to survivors there.
Yeah, Senator Chris Murphy. Okay. Wow. Sorry, we've got a lot going on this morning. No.
It is totally my fault.
That's okay. We got our
time zones.
Pacific Coast and Central Coast confused. We got a lot going on. I think everybody's shaken up this morning, Chris. I think anybody with any kind of platform is a little shaken up this morning.
So sorry about that.
We are. Mike Nellis, you texted me yesterday to come on about totally different subjects, and now here we are. You said it best. You said Charlie Kirk is a human being. Anybody celebrating him being shot or using it for clickbait on social media is going straight to hell. The guy's a dad and a husband. No matter how much you disagree with him or don't like him, he doesn't deserve this. Because people tune in at all different times, Mike, I feel like I have to keep saying we unequivocally condemn this violence, period. You know, it is, and you know what it's like. You're obviously a public figure that's been the target of death threats.
To me, it's really scary. It's scary as a dad. It's scary as a husband. And I've faced a ton of death threats, particularly from Laura Loomer, who, by the way, this morning is calling me a demon, while also simultaneously blaming the left for political violence in this country. But what happened to Charlie, and I never met Charlie, is horrible. And the video is maybe one of the worst. It's probably the worst thing I've ever seen with my own two eyes, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. And I usually actively try to avoid looking at things like that. And it's horrible. And I think that all of us have a responsibility to try to use this moment to look in the mirror and find a way to de-escalate where we are in this country. The problem is the president of the United States is literally the worst possible person on the planet to do that. Yeah. And yesterday used his platform to blame the left again when we don't even know who the shooter is because they can't find him. This guy's on the run. Like, we don't know who he is or what he did or why he did it. And it's worth pointing out here that I just think this is important to say. Is I mentioned Laura Loomer a second ago. Laura Loomer has been attacking Charlie Kirk for the last several weeks and saying that he is anti-Trump, I believe over Epstein stuff, amongst other things. And she's now scrubbing all of those tweets from her Twitter page.
Well, and so, Mike, we keep saying everybody on the left has unequivocally condemned this violence. But you're right. As we all know, the Butler, Pennsylvania shooter was a Trump voting Republican MAGA guy. So, there is a lot of talk about that. This could have been someone to the right of Charlie Kirk, someone in MAGA. You don't know. I mean, you've been a target. You tweeted Laura Loomer once doxed my home address on this website and repeatedly encouraged her followers to go after me, resulting in death threats that mentioned my son. So, who knows if this is a Laura Loomer lunatic? You don't know. We don't know. But that's why it's so wildly irresponsible for the president of the United States to immediately blame the left. Right. And there's already people vowing revenge, from Jesse Waters to other, right wing people vowing retribution. I mean,
it's not just Donald Trump. It's the entire right wing ecosystem. Like, every conservative influencer's out there blaming the left. They're declaring war on the left. And keep in mind, they declared war on Chicago just like 6 days ago. Donald Trump, that was only 6 days ago that Donald Trump was posting a meme, an AI generated version of Chicago on fire. So I don't want to be lectured by the modern day Republican Party about civility in our politics. I am very sad and sorry about what happened to Charlie Kirk. I have a 6-year-old son. He's got a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. They're never going to know their dad. And that is beyond messed up. I don't know if I can curse on your show.
No, yeah, that's fine.
You're just messed up.
Not any further than that.
Yeah.
Not further than that. No. Well, I wanted to drop an F-bomb, but I don't like it.
Thank you.
So, I know. I know how those fines suck.
And can I just say, Mike, to your point about infighting on the right, and we've seen all this MAGA fighting, whether it's Nick Fuentes and Loomer, and I can't even tell who's on whose side anymore. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Epstein files, clearly, you wonder if it's connected to that, because there's a lot of dissension going on the right on the Epstein cover-up. But the MAGA faithful were piling on Kash Patel after he marked the arrest of the suspect in Kirk's assassination on social media, only to admit less than 2 hours later the subject in custody has been released. Well, they've already been piling on him for his incompetence on this Epstein file thing, right? So, again, this isn't coming from the left. I mean, and Chris said, they're just hungry for a scalp. And, now we're saying, can we trust the FBI if it doesn't fit their narrative, if it's not someone from the left, right?
Well, let's talk about the FBI for a second, because, one, whoever did this was a trained shooter. Like, it was from a distance. And so this is someone who knows what they're doing. And I think the fact that they haven't caught them now 18 hours later, however long it's been, is crazy to me. Although Cash Patel claimed that they caught him and then claimed that they didn't catch him. So he's all over the place. And that, to me, is the natural consequence of what happens when you appoint an influencer to the head of the FBI who is completely unqualified for the job, because that guy is better at catching clicks than he is at catching criminals. And it is a huge problem. And, like, I don't know that this version of the FBI is up to the task. I pray to God that they find this person and they hold him fully accountable to the law. I don't believe in the death penalty. I'm Catholic, but they should lock him up for the rest of his life. But they're going to politicize this no matter what it is. And they're already going to shape a narrative. Look at what they did in the shooting in Minnesota a few weeks ago. That person may or may not have been trans. I don't know if we ever got confirmation on that, but they decided to blame all mass shootings in America on trans people. This is actually what Charlie Crist was talking
about.
That's what he was saying right
before. He was demonizing trans people right before
that's
he was shot. He said, how many trans people are shooters? He's like, oh, too many. When we know that the percentage is 0.0001% of these shootings.
It's 4 out of 5,200. But they went full down a narrative hole where they were promising to ban all trans people from owning firearms to the point that the NRA had to step up to their credit and go, no, we think that that's wrong. And in this environment, I'll take any ideological consistency that I can find, even from the NRA.
He raises another point. I've had to compliment the NRA, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Rand Paul.
John Welcome Bolton. To the resistance,
and
the NRA.
Who in the same week.
I quote to yesterday on the Russia-Poland stuff, I quote tweeted
Rand Paul or John Bolton. No, John Bolton.
John Bolton. I quote tweeted John Bolton, and I'm like, feels weird to say, but John Bolton is absolutely right here. We're just in this bizarre world that we live in now.
But yeah, again, both sides don't do it. You said every elected Democrat and left-wing influencer has condemned, while right-wing pundits are frothing, blaming the left, claiming they want we want them dead, that we're at war. This will fuel more violence, which at this point seems to be exactly what they want. Shame on every one of them. Again, both sides do not do it. We were, remembering the Minnesota thing. All Trump did is use this as an opportunity to name-call Governor Waltz. He didn't say anything other than that. He had to be asked about it, and then he said, oh, it's terrible, but he's a terrible governor, as if it was Governor Waltz's fault.
Right. Well, he can't help himself. Like, here's the thing. What 80% of Americans want and need in this moment is somebody who is going to come on and say, this was horrible and I am sorry, and we're going to try to bring this country together and we're going to act like adults in this room. And again, he is a person of low moral character, which is the nicest thing I can say on the radio about him. And he's just the wrong possible person to deal with these situations, because he can't help himself but make it about him and make it about the political points that he wants to make and further erode the country down this ball. What he said last night will lead to more political violence. Yeah. It creates the conditions for that. The same with all the influencers, the same with the right-wing media. Jesse Waters last night, that's all that it's going to do. It's going to create more violence, and it's sad. It makes me miss Joe Biden, because for all of Joe Biden's faults, and as frustrated as I was with him towards the end, at least I knew that he was a genuinely decent person, and when something bad would happen, he would try to at least comfort the victims, let them know that he cared about them, and try to calm the nation, because it's a traumatic experience, not just for Charlie Kirk's family, who are going to be forever changed by this, but for the nation that has to see those images and not feel safe when they're walking a college campus.
Yeah. Mike, I had the same experience as you. As I said, I didn't know what was happening, so I clicked on it, not knowing it was the actual footage of him being shot, which is traumatic.
And should be held accountable for, I think, the way that the algorithm pushed that video, because it was suddenly everywhere so fast.
Yeah.
The social media companies.
Yeah. So what happens if it ends up being a MAGA person, someone to the right of him, something about the Epstein file? I mean, I'm telling you, Fox will stop talking about it, right?
No,
they've been 24/7.
They'll deny it. I mean, there's a reason that, there's a conspiracy theory on the right that, they're always saying, like, we don't know anything about the shooter in Butler who tried to assassinate Donald Trump. We actually know quite a bit about that shooter. The problem is they don't like the narrative, so it isn't pushed as hard.
That's
so
right.
If this person ends up being somebody that isn't aligned with the left, they're not going to be able to talk about him in the same way. So they will either ignore it, or more likely, they'll just pretend like he was a leftist anyway, which is what they do with the shooter in Butler. I was on News Nation last night, and Leland Vitter, who's the host of the show, brought up the Butler shooter. And I reminded him that he was a registered Republican, and he goes, well, but he was firing bullets at Donald Trump. Like, that's coming from the left. And I go, no, you can fire bullets from the right at Donald Trump. There are people to the right of Trump.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's what was happening.
Yeah. The other, in fact, the guy they found near, on his golf course with a gun was also a right winger. I mean, so it,
yeah, that guy had gone down like a whole rabbit hole. He was like a Democrat and then an independent, and then he had just gone. Yeah, I mean, right. there's a problem here of people who are mentally unstable, using politics as a religion and identity for themselves,
right.
and then latching on to things like guns and using it as a way to become famous. Like that's sometimes what a lot of these school shooters want to do. They want their like one moment in the sun before they die. It's almost like a suicide.
By the way, someone tweeted in other news, 51 Republican senators voted to protect pedophiles today. You know, you said Chuck Schumer just broke protocol to force Senate Republicans to schedule a floor vote on releasing the Epstein file. Republicans are pissed. This is exactly what Democrats should be doing. More of this, please. That's also a week when I compliment Chuck Schumer on top of... But no, we gotta give props when, you know, they do the right thing, because we are just in a way different environment, right? And you were texting me yesterday. You wanted to talk about Poland and about the Kamala book.
Yeah,
and then
we're,
you know,
we're 36 hours removed from Russia attacking Poland, and nobody's talking about that.
Right.
Let alone the president of the United States, who should probably have something to say about it.
Yeah. Oh well, he did some weak ass whatever. What did he say?
Here
we go. I don't even know what that means.
What's going on with Poland? And I'm like, are you like, what are you, Jerry Seinfeld?
That's what I was going to say. Who are these people?
Poland.
Like, what did that tweet mean?
No,
who are these people? Oh, here we go. It's like, wait, what? I mean, it's because, and you wrote a whole piece about it, Mike, because he's so weak. You said Russia attacks Poland and Trump's too busy eating seafood. This is what happens when America elects an unqualified narcissist. And, I mean, it's just, it's astounding. And that's the only statement he's had about it, which we don't even know what that means. But I'm sure Putin's terrified.
He is the worst possible person to deal with any of the crises that Americans face right now. On the global stage, America has never been weaker. And because of that, our enemies are uniting around each other and feeling more and more emboldened. China is expanding its influence all across the world economically, filling the void of U.S. aid as well as America because of our tariffs. Russia feels more emboldened to the point that they're going to attack Poland. They don't believe that we're going to hold up our end of the bargain on Article 5 if it's called for NATO, if it gets to that point, given how Donald Trump has positioned himself on Ukraine. On this situation with Charlie Kirk and political violence, he's the wrong person to turn the temperature down and make people feel safe. And on the economy, the jobs numbers are dismal, the inflation numbers are rising, everything's more expensive, and he's living in la-la land. He's either not getting the proper information or he's refusing to live in reality. And on all three of those, which are the three biggest issues in this country right now, he's gone. What's American media?
And as we keep saying all morning, he's politicizing the death of this poor, you know, pretty blonde white Ukrainian woman because it's a person of color that killed her, you know, who's mentally unstable, that fits his narrative of being able to take over cities with his, you know, authoritarian army or whatever. But, you know, and at the meantime, he's letting Putin slaughter how many hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian women? I mean, it's the hypocrisy is staggering, isn't it?
Yeah. If it doesn't fit their narrative, they don't talk about it. And let me be clear, what happened to that woman in North Carolina?
Yes.
Horrible. Yeah. I mean, that would have been the scariest thing I'd seen this week, but now I've seen the Charlie Kirk video, which was, I mean...
Mike, so we gave you the wrong time, and now I want to ask you if you can stay for one more segment, because we're just that rude. Because
I can stick around. I have a call I'm supposed to get on, but how much longer do you need me?
Just a few more minutes, and we have to talk about the Kamala book, because that's what we originally were
doing. So maybe 58, is that okay?
Yeah, I guess
okay.
Great. Okay. Awesome.
We are so rude.
Okay, hang
we are the rudest show in show business.
I did the Paul Sandler show yesterday. I told her live TV is hard.
So. I just texted you. Where are you, Mike? Chris is like, uh-oh. I gave him
anytime,
the wrong time.
Anytime I'm going live and I don't have to explain to a 65-year-old politician how Substack Live works.
Yes.
All right. One more segment with Mike because we're rude.
Hang 48, tight,
Mike. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen. I did my own science fair experiment. I ran out because I didn't order in time. And what happened? Creaky, creaky, creaky.
Yeah. I can hear you coming down the stairs.
Yeah, right? That was me. That was Mama's hips. Yeah. Okay. Collagen, the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many of us are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. It's just flavorless. It goes right in my coffee. Nobody even knows. You don't even know. It's just in there doing all that good work.
Yeah.
Your hair, your skin, your nails, your digestion, you name it. Also, you need to get the right kind of collagen, the wrong kind. Ah, drop that tub from Amazon. Can be do more harm than good. Go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
I'll say this about Stephanie's show. She's as harmless as a kitten.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when is the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, like mine was, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection, 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts for any changes, and if fraud does happen, they spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie right now. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knockbox was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial info, even plans for your pets, is in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything you'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knockbox now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer is required. Just head on over to theknockbox.com. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Use that promo code Stephanie16 to save 16%. That's theknokbox.com. Promo code is Stephanie16 to save that 16%. Theknockbox.com. Get organized and save.
92.7 WMDX, Madison, living side by side with Sandhill Cranes.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. With the National Guard now deployed just south of us in Illinois, our governor has again said he does not want that to happen here in Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Governor Tony Evers says he wouldn't support sending National Guard troops to Milwaukee to handle local crime. Evers says in most cases, the local authorities have everything under control.
I think our police officers all across the state of Wisconsin can do the jobs that they're doing well right now.
Speaking at a back-to-school event in Wausau on Monday, Evers says soldiers from the Guard can't find enough to do in Washington, D.C. as it is.
You see them doing different things like mowing the lawn and, making the city more beautiful. I think we can do that without National Guard's people doing it.
Milwaukee is just one of several cities that President Trump or the White House have mentioned as being targets for deployment, along with New Orleans and Chicago.
And the Madison Metropolitan School District has rebranded. They've unveiled a new logo staff say better represents the district. It's got an M, a book, pillars, and the Capitol Dome. District leaders say students, parents, and staff helped shape the new vision. They hope it distinguishes MMSD as a, quote, destination school district, end quote. And Wisconsin has a new winner for the state's best water. There was a competition at the Wisconsin section of the American Water Works Association annual conference. They did a blind taste test, tasting water from all over Wisconsin, and the winner was in Rock County It was Janesville Water Utility. Nina came in second place. Now, Janesville will head to the National Tap Water Competition, where they'll name the best tasting water in the nation. We'll have to wait a while for those results, though. The competition isn't till next summer. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. A warming trend as we wrap up the work week. Plenty of sunshine expected for today with high temps in the upper 70s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 54. Even warmer on Friday with mostly sunny skies with a high of 83. 86 on Saturday. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
I've got a little personal business to attend to, but don't worry. We've got a special re-airing of Girls Rock and then a best of curated just for you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
So I don't get the talk of like, she threw him under the bus. I think, if anything, his team, you know, I think she clearly had some problems with. But what's your take on?
She's taking aim at his team, for sure. And I think that I'll just take a full step back on this for a second. And like, I think it's good that she's writing her book. And I think it's good that she's writing it this way, because she could have written it in a very sanitized way where it wouldn't have been particularly interesting. Let's be honest. 90% of all politicians' books are like their stump speeches that have been drawn out into 200 pages. If Kamala is going to write a real recounting of her time in the White House and her time on this campaign, it should create a permission structure for us to have tough conversations about what happened in the last couple of years and what kind of Democratic Party we're going to build going forward. So as somebody who used to work for her, I'm really proud of her for saying that. Even if I end up disagreeing with the assertions that she makes, it's good to have it. And I hope the folks on the Biden side, they come forward and say that, and they don't do it anonymously. I hope they do it publicly so we can have a big, messy fight and make sure that this doesn't happen again. Because I love Joe Biden, but at the end, he wasn't able to do the duty of at least campaigning at minimum. Now, I don't think he was mentally gone. I don't buy that conspiracy theory. I think that's all really silly. But he shouldn't have run for re-election, and he set Kamala up for failure by making that decision. And I think put the Democratic Party in the position that we're in today, and that's a conversation we need to have.
Yeah, I mean, I think that probably is a given, Mike, that if he was going to get out, he got out too late. In terms of giving her too short a runway. I mean, I think she ran an amazing campaign. Chris and I were joking about, I said, we've done this autopsy so many times on 2024. We're like Tammy Wynette's daughters. Remember they kept digging her up to do, I don't remember, it was about money.
Yeah.
So, you know, it does make us do the autopsy again. We're like, oh, my God. But I love what Governor Walz said. He's like, you know, we fight in my house and we're still married, so. I think you're right. Right. Let's have the whole conversation as a family and then, you know, move forward as the big tent we hopefully are. Right.
Yeah. Democrats are so afraid of there being a Dems in disarray story in Politico that we try not to fight with one another publicly. But I don't think that that works. I think we get homogenous in our thinking, and it's actually better to let the different factions of the party fight it out. And I think it's not lost on me. The two times we lost to Donald Trump were the times that we did not have full, vibrant Democratic primaries. Like Hillary Clinton got everybody to not get in, basically, and so it becomes Hillary versus Bernie. And then this last go around, we don't even really have a primary because Joe Biden drops out a couple weeks after the debate.
Yeah.
And so I think for what's coming forward for 2027, 2028, we need to have a ton of candidates that are ideologically diverse, with different personalities, with different views, and they should get out there and argue about what they believe in, where the future of the party goes.
Yep.
I'm doing your show coming up. Thank you so much for doing our show at a totally different time than we told you. We love you so much, Mike Nellis.
Thank you. Talk to you next time.
92.7 WMDX. Helping to keep Madison weird.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, we make the popcorn pick of the week where we give you a movie suggestion. Then Al Petrelli, guitarist for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, joins to talk about upcoming shows. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. Investigators in Utah now say they've recovered what they believe is the weapon used in the murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. They say it's a bolt-action rifle found in the woods around Utah Valley University where the shooting took place. That suspect is still at large this hour. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has more on the investigation.
You'll now see them pursuing information from surrounding areas, doorbell cameras, anything like that. This is a massive investigation. It involves collating huge amounts of information, but they feel very strongly that they have a high likelihood of being able to identify the suspect soon. They said if they cannot do so, they will seek the public and the media's help in doing so.
President Trump now says he'll posthumously award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The president is currently attending 9/11 remembrance ceremonies at the Pentagon. New data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics find inflation now stands at 2.9% higher than last year. This is ABC News.